We are continuing to log the transportation collapse in Russia. This is in Moscow. There will be other cities I will record. As you can see, there are no cars on the roads. None. Those are not cars. Those are all actually parked cars. Everybody just ran out of fuel and walked away. That's it. Yes, those are just parked. That they're rolling forward. Don't. It's just gravity. Gravity. I'm telling you, it's gravity. There are no cars. You do not see anybody driving past me. This is all your figments of your imagination. There is no fuel in Russia. It's over, folks. I will keep you in touch on the apocalypse. And those are not cars fueling up. No. There is no fuel. You do not see this. There is nothing left. That's right, folks. You did not see those cars filling up. That's your imagination. Again, horrible trial. Just cars just thrown away, people walking. That's right. They're walking. I had to, I had to mug like 20 people to get enough fuel to drive down this road and take this picture. You don't see, no, those aren't cars ahead of me. Or maybe they are road gangs, Mad Max style road gangs. There's been reports that there's just fighting over the refineries. The gangs are everywhere. You know, it's just Mad Max world. That's right. Russia is out of fuel. Once again, we're out of fuel. This time last year, we had a 100-way civil war. Gangs were everywhere. Fuel was out. We didn't know what to do. But this year is so much worse. So much worse. I will have more to report. I promise. I will fight for the reporting for you and get you the truth. That's right. The truth. And no, those aren't cars refueling at that fuel station. They were just thrown away there. No. You're not seeing what you think you're seeing. It's not that. No. There is no fuel. I've been on the road now for 5 days. Beating off the gas can zombies. And I finally found a place that has fuel. The adventure continues. The lines are staggering. All the survivors have come here to get fuel. What shall we do? I don't know. How we survive? I don't know. But we're trying. Okay, so we are about 40 kilometers south of Moscow. And yeah, it's a horrible situation. The lines are incredibly long. But I think I can brave it. Yeah, I think I can brave it. Well, they are out of 95. Special Euro 5 95. They got 92. So, yeah. I think we'll brave it. Yeah, this one's got 92. Diesel. We're approximately 70 kilometers south of Moscow. It's still very early. It's not even 7 in the morning yet. So traffic is still relatively light. That's about 120 kilometers south of Moscow. Still got fuel. Oh my God. Did they lie to you again? That's about 200 kilometers outside of Moscow. Yep, seems like still fuel. Cars lined up, fueling up. Nope, no collapse. Oh my God, did they lie to you again? No, never. Yep, and this is halfway to Rostov, between Voronezh and Rostov, yes. No fuel. As you can see, absolutely no fuel. Gigantic lines. I don't know how Russia's going to survive. Just crashed. Total. No fuel. Day 40. of the no-fuel apocalypse. We don't know how we're going to continue surviving. I guess we're going to have to go by foot to the rest of vacation. No cars are left. Everything is just standing still. No, we're not moving. The hills are not getting closer. That's all your imagination. And we fill up our fuel tanks on fairy pixel squirts. That's right. It's all over. All over. We don't know what we're going to do. We don't know. This video is being taken just outside of Rostov. We're going to continue on through various parts of Russia. And you can see the collapse, the fuel emergency, and all the other silly crap. By the way, there's my fuel gauge, full. And actually, I filled it up like another 7 liters over the max. Nice and full. All the things you're being told, once again, are full of crap. Once again. I know, it's shocking. It's not like we didn't hear this last year. Oh, look, there's another petrol station. What do we see? We see cars filling up. And there is no line. Wow. Yep, there you go. There you go. Because the Western elites only tell you the truth. Well, their version of it anyways. Which has about as much truth as anything else you'd expect from the sons of Satan to tell you. Look. Non-stop BS. I mean, the fact that some people are still buying into this crap, seriously? Seriously? Think for yourselves, show them these videos. This isn't outside of Moscow. Those, by the way, are harvested fields. That's right, you see the crops aren't rotting, the wheat's been harvested. This is, they get two seasons, or two harvests out of each season. Harvest one's done. I'll be planting again, harvesting again around the end of September, beginning of October. And this is our broken roads, our rotting infrastructure, and everything's collapsed. I mean, look, anything the Western media tells you is a projection of your own countries. Look around your own countries. See what kind of shape they're in. See? Tuzlov River, nothing even close to Moscow. Actually, almost 1,000 kilometers, well over actually, about 1,000 kilometers away from Moscow. So anything you're being told, as usual, is a lie. This is how they keep you down, by telling you everybody else looks like crap and you live better than anybody, even though you, everything that your eyes and ears and nose and mind is telling you is that you are living in crap. Your money is going to waste. Instead of rebuilding your roads, it's buying drones. Actually, first and foremost, it's getting pocketed by your politicians, by Zelensky and his psychopathic crew. They're also committing terrorism across your countries by the psychopaths, Zionists, both the American and the Israeli variety. They're committing mass murder everywhere. And you get to pay for it. And sooner than later, you're going to get to die for it. That's the goal in the end. While you're being replaced. And there's all that evidence of Russia collapsing. Just absolute collapse. Fire in the sky, zombies walking the streets. The whole kit and caboodle. Oh, there's another station. I don't know if you can see it. I missed. Didn't get it in time. There was a couple cars there fueling up. That's the reality of it. Oh, and the sun came out. See, Rostov. That's our speed limit, 110. Plus, you can go another 18 over without getting fined. Yep, there again. Rostov. If anybody saying, oh, this is just outside of Moscow. That's why they have fuel. Nope. We're so far out of Moscow. We've crossed the entire European continent. That's how far out of Moscow we are. I mean, look at it. We've got one province that could fit all of the EU into. That's how big Russia is. we got one big province out in Siberia that's bigger than the entire EU. Think about it. And by the way, American farmer, yeah, I'm talking to you. Well, you're losing your livelihood. You're getting kicked in the balls every day by Mr. Trump, who's screwing it all up for you, and before that, Biden. Netherlandian farmers, well, you're having to feed your cows anti-farting drugs that kill them. Or you could, you know, come here, farm 2-3 times the amount of land, have a government that supports you, have a market that you can make money off of instead of, you know, going bankrupt. Yeah, you could do that. Or you could just sit, continue sitting in the shithole that you're sitting in right now, rotting, and try not to commit suicide from depression. Thinking the end of the world. It's not the end of the world, it's just the end of the part of the world that you're living in. So you could do what your ancestors did, pack your bags and go to a better land, or you could do what some of your other ancestors did, nothing, and continue to suffer. So that's your choice. And this, by the way, is not the big summer. So first of all, it's early in the morning. Sun here in the summer comes up around 4. Well, down south it comes around 4:30, 4:45, as opposed to up north where it's by 4, it's already sunny. And this is not the main season. I mean, it is the main season, but it's not the height of the season. The height of the season is going to hit in about 2 weeks. You have tons of cars. And then at the end of August, beginning of September, when everybody's streaming back north or northeast, so on, you're going to hear again how Russia is run out of fuel and everybody's running away from southern Russia. Woo, ah, woo. And Mario's team can get on X and vex romantically about how it's all collapsing because they've turned fully into Ukraine's little propaganda horse. U.S. government must be paying well. And I'll tell you all about it. And if you're silly enough to believe it, well, then you're silly. And life's just a bitch. But that's how it is. Be smart. Smart live longer. See our horrible roads? Yep. Horrible roads. We have no roads. We have carts and horses. That's it. That's our trip right there. This is a trip. Part of the trip anyways. On our horrible roads with no fuel. Somewhere just outside of Moscow because we're just doing circles, right? Right? That's what they'll say. And there's the toll. Unfortunately, these are toll roads. Governments love toll roads. Anyways, got a break. Oh, look at those fields. Look at those fields, American farmers, Netherlandian farmers, euros stuck in hell, but governments that want to destroy your farming economy. Look at those fields. Oh my God, it's combines working in the field, harvesting the wheat. That's right, that's right. This is the collapsed agro sector that you've been also told about because of fuel crisis. Yep, yep, yep. What do we see? We see cars filling up. Oh my God, there's like a giant line of three cars at a pump. That's right. Collapse. That's something else. Again, you'll see in most Russian towns and villages at the entrances or exits of all the roads is crosses. Something you would never see in the U.S. these days, or in Europe, if they can take it down. There you go. More field work being done. Tractors, combines. All the lies about it's all collapsing for lack of fuel. There you go. All of it being worked. We are located near Krasnodar. I'm deciding to fill up. This is one of these bone-crushing end-of-the-world lines.
Yep, yep, I know.
I was just saying, oh my God, half of Russia sitting here. It's about four or five cars per tank. And considering this is a top tourist season and north to south, northeast to south migration period, that, you know, not too bad. Corn, 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 corn. That was wheat. It's been harvested once. And now sunflowers. Sunflowers, sunflowers, as far as the eye can see. And again, this was harvested once, it'll be replanted, harvested a second time.